Ready for high school baseball live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Today's live coverage is brought to you by Columbia Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Hanover Horton School, Tim Chapel DDS, and Tuttle Concrete. Live and local, it's high school baseball right here on WKHM.
Welcome back to Lumen Christi High School, site of Game 2 of the 2025 Al Glick Classic Baseball Tournament. I'm Connor Dockery, joining you as the Lumen Christi Titans, who took down the Quincy Orioles 2-0 in Game 1 earlier this morning. We'll be facing off against the Hudson Tigers, who were able to come away with a 2-1 win over the Jonesville Comets. Coaches, of course, doing their pregame meeting now. And, again, even though Lumen is the host school, they are not guaranteed to be the home team for this game. They're doing a coin flip to determine who is the home team and who is the road team before each game. Of course, Lumen happened to be the home team for that first game, but we'll see what happens here as they just finished up with the coaches' meeting before the game, and now the teams are huddling up around their own dugouts. We are getting a little bit of a drizzle here at Lumen. Of course, there was really no rain in the forecast, at least a very small percentage of rain in the forecast, and kind of on and off in that first game. It was like a little bit of a mist. Not really a drizzle per se, but in between games it picked up slightly. Not too much to really jeopardize this game, but it did pick up a little bit. So field is going to be a little bit slick, so I would imagine maybe some of those outfield plays will be a little bit tough. We'll see if that makes more of an impact in the second game as we've got our starting pitcher for Hudson, Parker Seager, out there warming up. So it does look like Hudson will be the home team for this second game. Lumen will be the road team, and they will be hitting first. So Parker Seager out there throwing his warm-up pitches. See where we are in the tournament. Of course, we are in the semifinals of the Al Glick Baseball Tournament. Lumen winning 2-0 over Quincy. Hudson beating Jonesville 2-1, facing off against each other. And then over at Jackson, it'll be Reading, who defeated the host Jackson Vikings 6-5 in that first game, taking on Onsted, who took down Concord 6-4 in their first game there at Concord. So, winner of this game will take on the winner of Reading and Onsted over at Jackson High School, and of course we will be traveling over there at the conclusion of this one to bring you live coverage of the Al Glick 2025 championship on these airwaves as well. And we are good to go. Paul Sattler, the third baseman, standing into the batter's box, and we are good to get this one underway from Lumen Christi. First pitch from Seager on the way. That one floats in off speed, but misses high and wide for the left-handed Sattler. It's ball one. Next one on the way. That one right down Main Street on the fastball. 1-1. Next one on the way. That one in the dirt from Seager. It's 2-1. So Hudson in their last game, they led 2-0 like Lumen did in their first game. Most of the time, Jonesville threatened at the end as we got a fly ball going to center field. That one in the glove of Jadell to get the first out of the inning. This brings in the second baseman, Tommy King. King came in the seventh inning at second base when Brody Gregory moved from second to the mound to get the save. But here he is getting the start in the lineup in this second game. First pitch missed. Second one able to find the zone for a strike. 1-1 the count. Next one is going to be a swing and a grounder foul along the third baseline. Makes it 1-2. One-two pitch, that one low. 2-2. Seager trying to get King fishing outside the zone. Next one is going to be popped foul off to the right side of play. And that is going to be right below my vision. I believe that was not caught. No, it wasn't. It's just going to be a foul. 2-2. The count remains as King gets back into the batter's box. Seager in the stretch. 2-2 swing. This is a chopper going to short. Gloved, thrown. Throw is not in time. So McCaskey, it was a little bit of a slow roller. McCaskey there at short, able to glove it, but not really that hard of a throw. And a nice, good run out of the box from King. And that will be an infield single. First hit of game two for the Titans. And King is there at first with one away with the designated hitter for this game, Brody Gregory. As he went for the bunt, missed the contact, so as a result, counted as a strike. I think he did get some contact on that one. So regardless, it is going to be a one-strike count to Gregory. Next pitch on the way bounces in the dirt as King dashes for second, and we are not going to get a throw from the catcher, Brigman. That's a steal from King, making an impact early with that single, and now finds himself in scoring position with just one out. 1-1 to Gregory, ground ball. That one sneaks past the third baseman, goes into the outfield. King makes the turn at third. Throw coming home, it's wide. And that is going to be a score as Gregory able to advance all the way to third on the throw back in. That is going to be a one-run single from Brody Gregory. Again, advancing all the way to second and then third on the throw back in. That is a RBI from Brody Gregory, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And it's 1-0 Lumen, with now the number four hitter, Benny Gaston, at the plate. First pitch high for ball one. Back-to-back hits, and then, of course, the run scoring for the Titans. Next pitch in there finds the zone for strike one. Seager, quick glance at third. Off-speed pitch, that one gets the outside edge. 1-2 the count. Seager looking for the second out. Next delivery, swing and a miss in the dirt. Gets away from Brigman, able to make the pickup. Throw to first in time, but meanwhile, Gregory able to come in for the score. That's a tough position to be in when you're a high school catcher. Do you go for the out at first with the to secure the strikeout, or do you try to prevent the runner from scoring? Of course, wanted to get out number two there, but unfortunately for them, Lumen able to strike. So Benny Gaston with a swinging strike three, and then the throw to get him at first, since the pitch was in the dirt. He is out at first, but with that throw, Brody Gregory coming in to score. So that means that is a Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBI for Benny Gaston. It's 2-0 Lumen. So two hits, two runs, and a strikeout on the mound for Parker Seager in this start. Now at the plate, it's the now left fielder, was catcher for the first game, Cash Kalahar. First three pitches go by him out of the zone for a ball, and then another fastball up and in. It's a four-pitch walk. Bit of a rough inning for Seager to get this one going. Lumen couldn't have asked for a better start. 2-0 the lead. Top of the first as the road team on their own home field. Now a runner on first with two outs. And that brings in the catcher for this game, Nathan Hinckley. Seager in the stretch, now a pickoff throw to first. Kalahar stepping back in. So Lumen still in their same black jerseys, green numbers trimmed in gold with the gold batting helmets. Their caps otherwise are black with the green brim. Hudson with their orange jerseys, black numbers trimmed in white. Meanwhile, the black caps with the white front, orange brim. And now the stolen base at second. Kalahar able to slide in safely after the pitch out of the zone. Lumen aggressive on the bases here in game number two. And it's been paying dividends so far. As we now got a swing, this one going high and deep to right center field, and that will be in the glove of Jadell for out number three. And that ends the top of the first inning, but Lumen strikes two runs on two hits. No Hudson errors, and one runner left on base. Lumen leads 2-0. Bottom of the first is coming up in 60 seconds. You've got high school baseball on WKHM.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties, up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the first inning, Lumen Christie leading Hudson 2-0. Game two of the Al Glick Classic. Connor Dockery with you from Lumen Christie High School. I'd like to thank Columbia Schools and Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning for their support in today's coverage. J.J. Brown getting the game two start for the Titans. And his first matchup will be the shortstop Beckett McCaskey for Hudson. As we go through the Hudson batting order, top three is the shortstop McCaskey, followed by third baseman Gavin Yatzik and the left fielder Liam Tim. McCaskey ready to go at the plate. And here comes the first delivery from Brown. That one misses low and in. McCaskey needs to hop backwards out of the way of that one. And it's ball one. Middle three of the Hudson Tigers order. The pitcher, Parker Seager. Second baseman, R.J. Thompson. And right fielder, Carter Vanlerberg. And another pitch misses below the zone for Brown. 2-0 for McCaskey. Bottom three of the order for Hudson. Designated hitter, Quentin Clark. First baseman, Wyatt Gallippo, and then the catcher, Devin Brigman, swing and a miss from McCaskey. 2-1 count. And fielding in place of Clark is the center fielder, Braden Jadell. 2-1 swing. Line drive to center field. That one drops a little bit in the Bermuda Triangle of left field, center field, and shortstop. And it's a base hit on the first at-bat for the Hudson Tigers. Beckett McCaskey stands at first base. Nobody out. And here is the third baseman, Gavin Yatzik. As I mentioned, Hudson taking down Jonesville 2-1. Jonesville threatening at the end as we have a check throw at first. with McCaskey diving in safely. Hudson leading 2-0 for most of that game. Jonesville at the end trailing by one. They threatened with bases loaded at one point. Couldn't convert as we have a grounder to short. Throw to second in time. Throw to first not in time. So Lumen this time not able to turn the double play, but they do at least get the one out. Yatsik stands at first now with Liam Tim at the plate. Liam Tim, left fielder for this one. Pretty interesting, though. Loom and Christie, both their games so far in this Al Glick Classic as the first pitch misses up and in for a ball. Facing the similar looks to the Baltimore Orioles of the MLB. Of course, the first game, the Quincy Orioles, coincidentally, wearing black uniforms with orange and white trim. Looking like one of the Orioles alternates. And then here the Hudson Tigers, especially with their ball caps, looking like the orange alternates of the Orioles. Although they don't have the orange pants like the Baltimore Orioles broke out this year in homage to their 70s look. That's enough about the MLB. Let's go back to this game. 2-1 now for Liam Tim. Next one is a swing, pop, and foul territory. And that's going to be just out of reach of the first baseman, Timmy Crowley, to try to run that down next to the bullpen, if you will. And it's 2-2 for Tim. J.J. Brown on the hill looking for the second out of the inning, trying to keep the Hudson Tigers off the board in the first. In the stretch, 2-2. That one misses up and in, and it's a full count. First game, of course, included excellent pitching from Lumen Christie as we got a swing and a miss. There's out number two on the first strikeout of the game for J.J. Brown. Runner on first with two outs. Hudson trailing 2-0 to Lumen in the bottom of the first inning, as we got a swing and a fouled pitch behind from Parker Seager with his first plate appearance. It's 0-1. Next delivery misses high on the fastball for ball one. So, of course, Nolan Huff going 6 innings in game one for the Titans. Pitching very effectively and not really getting too concerned whenever there was base runners on. Just really trusted the defense behind him. Able to continue executing. And, of course, Brody Gregory coming in for the save in the 7th inning. As we got another check throw at first. Yatsik diving in safely. 2-1 for Seager. Speaking of Brody Gregory, shout out to his grandparents. Loaned me a tent, if you will, a shelter with some of the drizzling rains here as we have a grounder there to short. Throw from Gaston to Crowley in time, and Seager grounds out to end the first inning for the Hudson Tigers. No runs on one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. It remains 2-0 Lumen. Top of the second is next in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 lead for Lumen. Now in the top of the second inning here in game two of the Al Glick Classic. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Thanks for joining us for live coverage all day long of the Al Glick Classic. Of course, these first two games here at Lumen Christi, we will then travel to Jackson High School for live coverage of the Al Glick Championship, which will be between the winner of this game and the winner of Reading and Onsted, playing right now at Jay High. Leading us off for Lumen, number seven hitter, it's Wes Learned. Not playing in the first game, but getting the start here. He immediately grounds one to short, and the throw over to first is in time from McCaskey to Gallippo for the first out. So Lumen, as I mentioned, the road team, despite playing on their home field, they do not let the host school kind of dictate who is the home team by default. So they start every game of the tournament with a coin flip to determine who the home team is. And, of course, happen to be Hudson being the home team for this one. Base is empty, one out. Here's the number eight hitter, Timmy Crowley, starting first base for this game. Did not play in game one. Next pitch way out of the zone. That one just got away from Seager on the delivery. And it's ball two, 2-1 to Crowley. Wind up in the pitch. That one just below the knees. 3-1 the count for Crowley. Back in the first inning, of course, Lumen. Quick out before getting back-to-back base hits from Tommy King and Brody Gregory. As we got one in the zone for strike two, full count. Payoff pitch on the way, swing and a foul up and out of play over to the softball field where they are actively playing a game as well for the softball portion of the Al Glick tournament. Lumen looks like they're leading 1-0 over there. Got a swing and a foul tip now. Timmy Crowley staying alive in this plate appearance as we go through the Lumen batting order for this game, too. Top three is the third baseman, Paul Sattler, followed by the second baseman, Tommy King, and designated hitter, Brody Gregory. Got a swing and a grounder right up the middle. This sneaks into the outfield, and that'll be a one-out single for Crowley. Third hit of the game for Lumen. Continuing to pile on the base-running pressure against Seager on the mound, and this brings in the number nine hitter, center fielder Jack Fitzpatrick. Middle three of the Lumen order is the left fielder Cash Kalahar, catcher Nathan Hinckley, and right fielder Wes Learned. Pickoff throw at first, not in time. And then the bottom three, of course, Wes Learned in right field, Timmy Crowley at first, and Jack Fitzpatrick in center field, with J.J. Brown pitching in place of Brody Gregory, the DH. Pitch in the zone for a strike. Meanwhile, the steal at second. Throw is late and offline as well. That's a steal for Timmy Crowley. Lumen, another runner in scoring position. So the weather lightening up a little bit. You can actually see some breakage in the clouds, thankfully. Still going to be cloudy basically all day, but we were fighting some drizzles there for a little bit there at the start of this game and in between games, but looks like that is thankfully behind us, as that is going to be a hit by pitch. Jack Fitzpatrick with an off-speed pitch from Seager gets beamed on the back. And that is Seager's first hit batter of the game. This now puts runners on first and second base for Lumen, bringing back the top of the order with the third baseman, Paul Sattler. Still just one out, leading 2-0 in the top of the second. First delivery is going to be a swing and a foul tip in the dirt. Paul Sattler, 0-for-1 here in this one. He flew out in the first inning. Next delivery in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and both runners will advance on the wild pitch. Now two in scoring position for the Titans with just one out here in the top of the second. Sattler 1-for-3 with a steal in game one against Quincy. Next pitch, a fastball up and away against the lefty hitter. It's 2-1. Oh, we got a balk. Seager with the balk. Fielding umpire stopping the play. And this will bring home another Lumen run, with Fitzpatrick moving up to third as well. 3-0 Lumen. You don't really see balk runs scored all that often, but unfortunately Seager let one go there. 3-1 the count now for Sattler. Next delivery, low, and it's ball four. Second walk of the game. This now puts runners on the corners, with still just one out. Lumen just continuing to pour on the pressure here. Tommy King at the plate. So one run scoring so far in the inning, again on that balk, with two runners in scoring position. Fitzpatrick at third, Sattler at first. At the plate is Tommy King, and now the stolen base by Paul Sattler on the first pitch to King. Didn't get a throw to second that time. But again, Lumen very aggressive on the bases in this second game, and they're really putting on the pressure on Seager as the next pitch misses to King. One ball, one strike. Currently two in scoring position, one out. 3-0 lead for Lumen in the top of the second. Now we got a swing and a chopper to third. Pick up throw across the diamond to first is in time for the second out, but that will still bring in another run. That is a Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBI from Tommy King. RBI ground out, and it's now 4-0. Sattler advancing to third on the play as well. Brody Gregory at the plate. Runner on third with two outs. Pitch up and in. Nearly got him, but it's a ball. Gregory, one run single in the first inning. Got things going for the Titans offensively with their first run, as we've got a fly ball to right field. And that is underplayed by Vandenberg over his head. Another run scores. And Gregory moving it up to second base. 5-0 Lumen. That's going to be an outfield error. But Owase, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBI there for Gregory, with Sattler scoring from third. Inning really starting to get away from Seager and the Hudson Tigers. Three runs scored on just one hit, otherwise a hit batter, a walk, and now the error. So that last run, of course, going to be an unearned run against Seager, depending on what else happens in this inning, of course. Well, I mean, that should have ended the inning, so that definitely is a unearned run. Now at the plate, it's Benny Gaston. He lines one to left field. That is in the glove of Liam Tim. And now the inning comes to an end, but Lumen strikes again. This time they score three runs on one hit. There was one Hudson error and one runner left on base. Lumen leads 5-0. Bottom of the second is coming up in 60 seconds here on WKHM.
Is
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
One customer at a time. With Tuttle Concrete, that's the difference. Specializing in driveways, walkways, patios, and concrete replacement, Tuttle Concrete simply gets the job done and done the way you envision. You can trust their experience and service to the Jackson community. Locally owned and operated, Tuttle Concrete will work with you to make your dream of bringing your home outdoors a reality. Call today at 517-769-9110 or message Tuttle Concrete on Facebook.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
5-0, Lumen over Hudson, game two of the Al Glick Classic. Here from Lumen Christie High School. Thank you to Bucked Up Energy Drink and Hanover Horton Schools for their support. In today's coverage, J.J. Brown, his second inning of work. First pitch is in at the knees for strike one against the number five hitter, second baseman R.J. Thompson. For the Tigers, next one, that one getting just off the plate for the lefty hitter. One ball, one strike now. Definitely a weight off his shoulders with his team building some cushion offensively as we've got a swing chopper going to second, gloved, thrown to first in time. King to Crowley for out number one. Brown having some success early. Again, that leadoff single from McCaskey. Then after that, Yatsik behind him reaching on a fielder's choice. With Lumen trying for the double play, couldn't get it. And then a strikeout and a ground out to end the first inning. And starting now the second inning with a ground out. Next fastball getting the bottom of the strike zone for strike one. Against now the right fielder, Carter Van Lerberg, who had that costly error that added one run to Lumen's lead. In the last half inning, as we got another grounder to short, this time the throw from Gaston to Crowley for the second out. Lumen just looking really strong in this tournament, in this game, and on the season, of course, improving to 21-6 with their 2-0 win over Quincy in game one. Again, Quincy had their chances, but just could not string together the hits required to even get on the scoreboard. Their best chance was in that sixth inning where they had bases loaded with two outs, but just could not get that run across the plate. Designated hitter Quinton Clark now hitting. Number seven in the order. 1-1 count for J.J. Brown. Bases empty, two outs. Lumen leading 5-0. Hudson here hitting in the bottom of the second. Another pitch misses. It's ball two. It's now 3-1. Pitch misses below the zone. Again, packed complex here at Lumen. We got some tennis games across the way out beyond left field. We got the softball game, of course, part of the Al Glick Classic, as we got a grounder to second. Throw in time from King to Crowley to retire the side in order from J.J. Brown. A couple ground outs. And it remains a 5-0 lead for Lumen over Hudson. The top of the third inning is next. You've got high school baseball in the 2025 Al Glick Classic. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Another chance for Lumen to add to their 5-0 lead over the Hudson Tigers. Now in the top of the third inning from Lumen Christie High School. Connor Dockery here on WKHM. Thanks for joining me on this cloudy and breezy, at times drizzly, Saturday afternoon. As leading us off, it's Cash Kalahar, who pops one into foul territory just out of the reach of the first baseman Gallippo, not able to haul that one in. And instead it will be a fouled pitch. Like the pitch before that, it is now a 1-2 count for Kalahar, who was walked in his first plate appearance, also stole a base, was a catcher in game one, now left fielder for this game two. Pitch in the dirt to even the count at two. Seager still on the mound. Not the first two innings he wanted. 5 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, 1 strikeout, 1 hit batter. Of course, only 4 of those runs earned, as we've got a grounder now to third. Pick up and throw to first in time. Yatzek to Kalippo for the first out. This brings in the number 6 hitter, catcher Nathan Hinckley, who is 0-for-1. He flew out to center field back in the first inning. Game 1, he went 0-for-2 with a hit-by-pitch, a steal, an RBI, and a run scored. Very productive game 1 for him, despite not getting a hit, as the first pitch in there for a strike from Seager. Next one, a fastball misses inside for this righty-on-righty matchup, 1-1. Base is empty, 1 out, 5-0 Lumen lead. Next one is a swing on a pitch below the zone. It's a pop to shallow right field. And coming in, the right fielder Vandenberg to make the catch, calling off the second baseman Thompson. Could have been an interesting play. We've seen some of those outfield collisions happen before. But the out is made. And it's 2 up, 2 down. This is the inning that Seager really needed. Really needs an efficient inning, as we've got a line drive to left field. And this one is in the glove of Liam Tim. And it's an inning where Parker Seager retires the Titans in order. We'll see if that gets his game turned around. And now Hudson trying to get on the board here. 5-0 lead for Lumen. Bottom of the third inning is coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere, and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
Thank you.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life, whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want. Come meet with us, and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen Christie, bottom of the third inning. Lumen still in front 5-0 over the Hudson Tigers. Game two of the Al Glick Classic. J.J. Brown with the first pitch to the number 8 hitter, Wyatt Gallippo, in there for strike one. 8-9-1 due up in the inning, so important for Hudson to try to get at least one of these first two batters on base to try to set the table for the top of their order to try to generate some offense. Next one, a swing and a miss for a two-pitch count, and then the fastball misses just below the knees for ball one. It's 1-2 to Wyatt Gallippo in his first plate appearance in this one. First baseman for the Tigers. Late swing and a miss, and there's the second strikeout of the game for J.J. Brown. Just blew that right past him. Total gas right there, and it's out number one. Bases empty. 5-0 Lumen. Hudson with their number 9 hitter now, Devin Brigman, the catcher. Late swing and a miss. Boy, J.J. Brown's really got that fastball working for him now. Got a score update. Winner of this game looks like we'll be playing Onstead. Currently 14-0 over Reading in the second inning. So, going to need a lot from Reading to try to turn that thing around. 1-1 now. Late swing and a miss again from Brigman. Brown just blowing these fastballs past these Hudson Tigers. 1-2 on the way now. This is a swing and a grounder, able to make contact on the fastball that time, but unfortunately for him, it goes right to the shortstop, Gaston, who makes the throw over to Crowley at first for out number two. Brings back the top of the order with Beckett McCaskey, who has the only base hit of the game for Hudson. Started the game off with the single, but then he was called out on the attempted double play with the next hitter, Gavin Yatsik, behind him. First pitch, swing and a miss. You've heard that a lot this inning there from J.J. Brown. Wheeling and dealing. 5-0, bases empty, two outs. 0-1 pitch on the way. This is a line drive. This time it gets past Sattler at third. And he's initially going to try for second, but on a good throw back in from Kalahar in left, he had to kind of pump the brakes and turn back to first. So it's a two-out single for Beckett McCaskey. 2 of 2, has the only two base hits of the game for Hudson. And we'll see if that maybe gets something going with the top of the order here. Now the number two hitter, Gavin Yatsik, at the plate. And he immediately grounds one to second base. Gloved by King and thrown to second for the forced out to Gaston. And the side is retired. Besides Beckett McCaskey, Hudson looking for some more offense. Lumen still leads 5-0. Top of the fourth is next in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. the downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Timmy Crowley leading us off, 8-9-1 due up for the Lumen Christi Titans in the top of the fourth inning, leading 5-0 over the Hudson Tigers. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Quick shout out to Tim Chapel, DDS, and Tuttle Concrete for their support for today's coverage. First pitch of ball, next one a grounder to short, wafted across the diamond, but offline. It's a bad throw, and Crowley accordingly is going to move up to second on the error. Boy, McCaskey just able to make the pickup, but I think he tried to really rush the play, make the throw as fast as he can, and as a result, way low and away from Gallippo there at first. So that is an error, second of the game, to start things off here in the fourth inning. Lumen, runner at second with nobody out. And now at the plate, it's Jack Fitzpatrick who flies one to left field. Is that fair? Oh, going to say that it was foul. Looked right on the line there. Really tough to tell from my seat here atop the Lumen Christi dugout. And evidently just on the wrong side of that foul line. So a long strike number one for Jack Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick hit by a pitch on his first plate appearance in this one and scored one of the three second inning runs for the Titans. Next one is a swing and a fly ball. This time in fair, Terry, goes right to the left fielder Liam Timm. Out number one. Crowley standing on second with one out. 5-0 Lumen. Brings back the top of the Lumen order with the third baseman, Paul Sattler. First pitch high and outside for the lefty. And it's ball one. Seager still on the hill in this start. He's settled things down a little bit since the first two innings, but still has work to do, and especially team behind him at the plate really needs to turn things around if they want to make this thing a little bit more close as we are about at the halfway point in this one. Next pitch, this one finds the bottom of the zone. 2-1 for Sattler, who's 0-for-1 in this one. Flew out in the first inning, then walked in the last inning where he stole a base and scored another one of those three Lumen runs in that second inning. Pitch misses, 3-1. Seager in the stretch. This one's grounded in the gap between first and second. And Crowley, he is going to get the stop sign there at third. Meanwhile, in the throw back in, Sattler able to advance up to second. So that will just be a single for Sattler, advancing on the throw home, where Crowley got the stop sign. So Lumen threatening once more. Two runners in scoring position, just one out, as they look to add to their 5-0 lead in the top of the fourth with Tommy King at the plate. Fourth hit of the game for the Titans. On that last play for Sattler, the first pitch misses for ball one to Tommy King. Seager in the stretch. Another pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive over the glove of the second baseman, and this will score two. Lumen growing their lead to 7-0 over the Hudson Tigers. Two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBIs for Tommy King. He's got three RBIs on the game. He had an RBI ground out back in the second, so Tommy King, a strong game. Here, game two again, didn't get the start he played second base in the seventh inning defensively. Now a pickoff throw at first. King dives in safely. At the plate, it's the designated hitter, Brody Gregory. So, of course, one of these runs unearned with Timmy Crowley reaching on base in an error to get this inning going. And Sattler scoring behind him after his single. Back-to-back singles for the Titans. So far, two runs, two hits, one error in the inning. Another pitch misses, ball two. 2-0 for Brody Gregory. Off-speed pitch misses low and away for the right-handed hitter. 3-0. Seager at risk of his third walk today. In the stretch, 3-0. That one misses off the plate again. Four-pitch walk. This puts two runners on. Still just one out. Lumen leading 7-0. Over the Hudson Tigers, as got a score update still. 14-0. Onstead over Reading. Still just in the second inning there. So, of course, that one will probably eventually end in a mercy rule unless Reading decides to make a late push. But as things stand right now, looking like Lumen's going to take on Onstead over there at J-High for the Al Glick Championship. But there's still a lot of baseball to be played. Lumen still has to keep executing both at the plate and on the mound. Of course, J.J. Brown looks like he's getting better as this game's going on. Still got to keep playing strong, prevent a Hudson rally here. As we've got a swing and a line drive up the gap for Benny Gaston. One more run will score. Tommy King rounds third to home. Gregory stops at second, and Gaston is at first with a single. In addition to a Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBI. 8-0 Lumen. Starting to really pile it on. Again, it looked like Seager was going to start turning things around in the last inning. Retired the Titans in order. But instead, Lumen, it started with that initial error to get Timmy Crowley on base. And since then, a line out, and then back-to-back base hits, a walk, and now another base hit. The pressure continues to mount. And now we're going to have a pitching change as we're going to step aside as the new pitcher gets warmed up here. Lumen leads 8-0 over Hudson. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
One customer at a time. With Tuttle Concrete, that's the difference. Specializing in driveways, walkways, patios, and concrete replacement, Tuttle Concrete simply gets the job done and done the way you envision. You can trust their experience and service to the Jackson community. Locally owned and operated, Tuttle Concrete will work with you to make your dream of bringing your home outdoors a reality. Call today at 517-769-9110 or message Tuttle Concrete on Facebook.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
8-0 lead for Lumen Christie in the top of the third inning. Make it the top of the fourth inning, I beg your pardon, as they've got a runner on first and second with just one out. As Brody Tinkey is warming up in relief of Parker Seager. Just really struggling to maintain the contact. Lumen just taking advantage, loading up the base hits. Got six base hits for eight runs in this one. Of course, not all of those are earned runs. A couple errors in this one for Hudson, but otherwise three walks, one hit batter, and one strikeout. So Lumen will try to continue mounting the pressure here. As we got a couple defensive changes as well, I'll try to get those to you as soon as I can. It looks like Liam Tim moving from left field to first base. At the plate now, it's Cash Kalahar. First pitch in there for a strike, followed by a pitch out of the zone for a ball. 1-1 for Kalahar, who's 0-for-1, grounded out in the third, but he was walked with a steal in the first inning. Three runs so far scored for the Titans in this inning, and threatening to add on to that as another pitch misses. That is ball 2-2-1 for Kalahar. In the stretch, the delivery up and in again, 3-1. Tinky trying to get into the zone. Three-one on its way. That one is low and in, and another walk. First issued by Tinkey in relief. Bases now loaded with just one out. And now Nathan Hinckley at the plate. So I could see Seager there got the move to third base from the mound. Trying to get any other defensive changes there. McCaskey looks like he stayed at short. Just got to see who moved into left field there for Liam Tim moving to first base. Translation, I should have brought in some binoculars to this game. 1-0 count. And now 1-1 to Hinckley as the next pitch finds the zone from Tinkey. One one on its way. Swing and a line drive. This one going deep to left field. And that is at the fence. At least two runs will score. And Kalahar getting the call to go home as well. It's a 3 RBI double from Nathan Hinckley. And Lumen Christie is just absolutely gone off in the top of the fourth inning. 6 runs in the inning, 11-0, and a courtesy runner going to second base there in favor of Hinckley. That's going to be Gibson Shore. So 3 Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning RBIs there. Gregory, Gaston, and Kalahar all scoring. Now we got a pop fly. That one finds the grass just ahead of the right fielder. First pitch and a hit for Wes Learned. It's a single as Shore advances to third base on the play as well. And Lumen, they're just seeing that baseball like a beach ball right now in this fourth inning. Just nonstop contact. And for the second time of the inning, here is Timmy Crowley. He got things going, making it on base with an error. Able to score the first of eventually 6 runs and counting. So far, 5 hits, 6 runs for Lumen. Just continuing to pour on the pressure. First 2 pitches from Tinkey missed the zone. It's a 2-0 count to Timmy Crowley. 11-0 lead. Runners on the corners. One out. Next delivery misses inside. 3-0. At risk of another walk here. So the first 10 runners of the game count against Seager. Meanwhile, the 11th run counting against Tinkey's stats, and he does lose Crowley on 4 pitches. His second walk in 4 batters. 2 walks, 2 hits for Tinkey since coming in relief. Bases loaded, 1 out for Lumen. 11-0 lead here in the top of the 4th inning. Now at the plate, Jack Fitzpatrick lofts one to left center field in the Bermuda Triangle of left field, center field, and shortstop. And this will bring in another run. One Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBI on the play. Station to station otherwise, bases remain loaded. 12-0 Lumen. Seven runs on six hits in the inning. So Shore scoring a run on the play. Learned is at third. Crowley at second. Fitzpatrick at first. And that brings back the top of the order with Paul Sattler. Another pitch in the zone. That is strike one. It's 1-1 for Sattler. Another one on its way. Pitch misses outside. Two balls, one strike. Sattler, one for two. Hit a single earlier in this inning and scored one of the seven runs this inning. Swing and a grounder. This one going to second base. Pickup throw to second is in time for one. And no throw to first for the double play. So they at least get one out. But another run comes in to score. It's a Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBI. Now for Paul Sattler. As Wes Learned scores from third. Timmy Crowley advances to third. Jack Fitzpatrick out on that double play opportunity. And Sattler at first. Runners on the corners with two outs now. And it's 13-0 for Lumen. Tommy King at the plate. First pitch misses low and in for ball one. Lumen going off here. Six runs make it eight runs on six hits in the inning. Another pitch misses, ball two, 2-0 the count. Swing and a tapper, this one goes to second base. And the pickup throw to first is in time from Thompson to Tim. And that will finally end the top of the fourth inning for the Lumen Christie Titans. Just pure dominance. Again, eight runs on six hits, one error, and two runners left on base. Now leading 13-0. Bottom of the fourth is coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at the home of the Titans, Lumen Christie dominating Hudson here 13-0. Now in the bottom of the fourth inning, Hudson, of course, technically the home team for this one. As J.J. Brown's still on the mound. As we've got a pop foul out of play, this one going over to the softball field. Still a game going on over there for the softball side of things for the L. Glick Classic. Eight runs on six pitches in the last half inning for Lumen. Just excellent execution at the plate, and of course, so far, excellent execution on the mound for Brown. Just two hits. No runs with two strikeouts. Fastball misses up and in. It's 3-1 for the leadoff hitter, Liam Tim. left fielder turned first baseman in that last inning. 3-4-5 due up for the Tigers in this inning. Next pitch, that one misses low and in for ball four. Leadoff walk and just the first walk issued by Brown in this one. Parker Seager now at the plate. 0-for-1 with a first inning ground out. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip behind, and it goes even up and over the concession stand behind home plate. And it's going to be strike one. Try to get a score update for the Onstead game. Again, just dominating Reading at one point, 14-0 in just the second inning that we saw. So that one likely going towards a mercy rule. And this one, of course, potentially, depending on Hudson, if they're able to get going at the plate, they can probably stave that off a little bit. But Lumen, if they're able to keep holding on and keep growing this lead, then going to be a mercy rule coming up likely. 2-0, make it a two-strike count for Parker Seager, who looks at a fastball up and in. 1-2. 16-0 looks like Onstead against Reading. So they've added to their lead. We've got a ground ball going to the shortstop. Underhanded throw to second for the first out, and then the throw over to first, not in time for the second out, as Gaston King and Crowley trying to execute the double play. At least they get the first out. Parker Seager stands at first from the fielder's choice with one out. Lumen leads 13-0. Hudson now with R.J. Thompson at the plate, number 5 in the order. He's got a swing and a line drive to right field, slicing foul. Ooh, that one going all the way to the fence. Would have been a big hit, a much-needed hit for this Hudson batting order. But not to be that time. It's a long strike one. Thompson 0-for-1 grounded out to lead off the second inning for the Hudson Tigers. Next pitch, swing. This time it's a grounder along the first baseline that is also foul. It's an 0-2 count. Brown looking for out number two. Potentially set up another double play ball if he's able to get a grounder there with Seager standing at first. Next pitch, that one misses above the zone. Ball one. 17-0 now Onstead over Reading. Check over the shoulder there for Brown. Executes the 1-1. Called strike three right down Main Street. Backwards K for J.J. Brown, his third strikeout of the game. There's out number two with the runner at first. Lumen up 13-0. Pitch, swing and a miss for Van Lerberg. He's 0-for-1, grounded out in the second inning. Next delivery, swing. This is a fly ball to shallow right center field. Actually, a little bit deeper than I thought, as Fitzpatrick having to take a couple steps behind him. He is able to make the catch, and that will do it for the fourth inning of play. Hudson still off the board. Lumen another chance to add to their lead in the top of the fifth inning, which is coming up in 60 seconds here on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
13-0, Bloomin' Christie over the Hudson Tigers, game two of the Al Glick Classic. Connor Dockery live from Bloomin' Christie High School. Bloomin', this will be their last chance to try to add to their lead before trying to hold on for a potential mercy rule in the bottom of the fifth inning. As we got a swing and a pop to right field into the glove of Van Lerberg for the first out there. Brody Gregory leading us off with that first out. Brody Tinkey remaining on the mound for Hudson. Came in relief of Parker Seeger. And similarly had his struggles as Seeger did in that fourth inning. Lumen just really seeing the ball well, making good contact, and continuing to just have nonstop base runners going around the bases. In total, 8 runs on 6 hits in the last inning. A one on its way, line drive. This one stays fair, hugs the first baseline. Gaston is going to turn for second, rolls all the way to the fence. It's still lost at the fence. He's going to turn and go for 3. Ooh, baby, a triple for Benny Gaston. As Van Lerberg just kind of lost track of it, just struggled to get that picked up at the fence. Another extra base hit here for Lumen. Gaston having a good game here. 2 for 4, a triple, a strikeout, 2 runs batted in, and a run scored. Now at the plate, we'll have a pinch hitter right here in place of Cash Cowhart. It'll be Antoine Baker, who played first base in the first game. The first two pitches missed from Tinkey. It's 2-0. This one is going to be popped to the left side of the infield, and coming in is the shortstop, McCaskey, to make the catch for out number 2. Now we got another pinch hitter right here in place of Nathan Hinckley. Holding loose. Pitch is out of the zone for a ball, and then a check throw at third after the pitch. As Gaston able to step back in. Another one misses, 2-0. Loose, his first action in the tournament. Another pitch misses high, and it's ball 3. Brody Tinkey in now 1 1/3 innings pitched, allowing 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and no strikeouts, and he loses loose on 4 pitches. Base on balls there. Lumen has runners on first and third with 2 outs in the top of the fifth inning, leading 13-0 over Hudson in game 2 of the Al Glick Classic. Lumen looking to advance to the championship, which will be at Jackson High School later this afternoon, taking on likely Onstead, as they have dominated Reading 18-0 last I checked. Check throw at first. Loose steps back in. Now at the plate, it's Wes Learned. Left-handed hitter. And now it'll be a fastball up and away for ball 1. Loose threatening the steal, does not go all the way. He goes back to first. 1-0 the count. Tinkey, the next pitch, swing and a foul behind, making it 1-1. Another one on the way. Swing and a pop foul up and over the Hudson dugout and out of play. 1-2 for Learn. So far in this game, 1-for-3. Single in the last inning with one of those 8 runs scored. 1-2 on its way. Swing and another pop foul. And this will land untouched as the catcher, Brigman, ripping off the mask, trying to make it over there. Had to go to his right, but just out of the reach. Remains a 1-2 count for Learn. 20-0 it looks like now for Onstead. Swing. Line drive to left center field. Into the glove of Jadell for out number 3. The one triple there for Benny Gaston. He can't end up scoring. Lumen not able to add to their lead here in the fifth inning, but they still stay in front 13-0. Trying to hold on for a potential mercy rule in the bottom of the fifth inning, trying to keep Hudson off the board. That's coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
13-0 Lumen over Hudson. Game 2 of the Al Glick Classic 2025. Connor Dockery with you here on these airwaves. J.J. Brown still on the hill. As a wave and a miss for the leadoff man, Quinton Clark, designated hitter. 7-8-9 due up in the inning. He falls behind 0-1. So Lumen off to a strong start. 2 runs in the first, 3 runs in the second. And then they were retired in order in the third before going off for 8 runs in the fourth inning on 6 hits to blow this game wide open. And now they have a chance at a mercy rule, potentially. As Quinton Clark falls behind 0-2 on another foul, and then he gets hit. Fastball making an off-speed pitch, more like getting away from Brown on that delivery. So Clark makes it on base on the hit-by-pitch. First hit batter today for Brown. And Hudson has the leadoff runner on. Wyatt Gallippo. Should be Wyatt Gallippo at the plate, but it's going to be a pinch hitter right here. It'll be Brody Tinkey, of course, now pitching for the Tigers. Another pitch. That's a late swing and a miss on the fastball. And that's really what has had J.J. Brown excelling in this game, just his fastball just getting better and better as this game has progressed. 0-2, going for a bunt, able to hold off, but it's up and away for ball one. 1-2 the count. Runner on first, nobody out, 13-0 Lumen. Next pitch on the way, swing and a miss. There's the fourth strikeout of the game for Brown. First out of the inning, and that brings in the catcher, Devin Brigman. So far for Brown, 4 1/3 innings. No runs on 2 hits, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk, and a hit batter. And the first pitch gets away now, and this will have Clark move up to second base on the wild pitch. Ball one for Brigman, who's 0-1. He grounded out in the third inning. In the stretch. Next one on the way. That one's low for ball two. This is Hudson's actually best chance they've had all game of scoring. Don't think they've had any base runners beyond just first base in this one. As we've got a line drive to center field. That one drops in ahead of Fitzpatrick. Clark gets the green light to go home, and he is in for the score. That is a one-run base hit for Devin Brigman. First, Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning RBI against Lumen today. Able to blank Quincy 2-0 in the first game. And now Lumen sees their lead cut down to 13-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Clark scores, of course, on the play from second. Brigman now at first, one out. And now at the plate, it's Beckett McCaskey, top of the order, back here at the plate for Hudson. Ahead in the count now, 1-0. Another one on the way late, swing and a miss. Good execution on the fastball again. And now a steal attempt as the pitch getting away there. Behind home plate there from Hinckley. So another advance on a wild pitch here in the inning. Brigman at second with one out. 1-1 count for McCaskey. Next delivery, swing and a miss. 1-2 as J.J. Brown looks for the second out of the inning. Pitch called, strike three right down the middle. That is his fifth strikeout in the second out of the inning. So far, one run allowed on 3 hits here for Brown on the game as the fastball misses up and in for ball one. Brigman threatened to move up to third on basically every pitch. Next one, that's in the dirt, and again threatening to go, but Hinckley behind home plate just able to pick it up and force him to go back. Actually, I believe this is Holden Luce. I beg your pardon, Luce, the catcher. There's a guy swing and a miss. Brown ready to go on the hill again. Quick glance at second. Here's the windup and delivery. A swinging bunt here. It rolls right to second. Pickup throw to first is in time. King to Crowley. And that'll do it for not only the bottom of the fifth inning, but for this game. As Lumen wins it in a mercy rule. 15, make it a 20 or more run lead at the end of 3, 15 or more after 4, and then 10 or more in the 5th inning and beyond. And that, of course, qualifies 12-run lead for Lumen. They win this 13-1. We're going to wrap this thing up in just a moment. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes, and then we'll come back and break this thing down here on WKHM.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
This is the famous Bud Light beer. It's not easy to brew beer this easy to drink. It takes attention to detail to get something to taste this smooth. Which is why Bud Light is tasted by brewmasters every step of the way. Hey, it's a tough job, but for you and your friends, it's worth it. Bud Light. We don't just brew beer. We brew beer for friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
So, end of game two, Lumen crushing Hudson 13-1. Able to score two runs in the first, three runs in the second, and then just exploded for eight runs and six hits in the fourth inning. Just able to consistently get great contact on the ball, just keep the base runners going around. And, of course, Hudson's pitchers did not really do themselves any favors with six combined walks and one hit batter between Parker Seager and Brody Timke there on the hill. And Lumen just able to dominate not only at the plate but on the hill themselves. J.J. Brown pitching all five innings, allowing just one run on three hits, five strikeouts, and the walk. And at the plate, for Lumen, several standout players, of course. I'm just going to roll through them here. You got Tommy King, 2-for-4, three runs batted in with two runs scored. You got a base hit, two runs scored in an RBI there from Paul Sattler. You got Benny Gaston, he was 2-for-4. He had a triple in there as well, two runs batted in, a run scored. Brody Gregory, he had two runs batted in, two runs scored as well with a base hit and a walk. Two walks, a stolen base and a run scored for Cash Kalahar. Double, three runs batted in for Nathan Hinckley as well. And then a couple more base hits as well, Wes Learned, Timmy Crowley, and Jack Fitzpatrick. So as I'm looking at the lineup right here, everybody, at least that started the game, getting a base hit. So that's excellent stuff there for Lumen Christie. Final line score, 13 runs on 10 hits. They committed zero errors and left six runners on base. Meanwhile, for Hudson, one run scored on three hits. They committed two errors and left four on base. So Hudson really just didn't create many of those opportunities for themselves necessary to get the win. Meanwhile, Lumen able to dominate really from start to finish. Behind great hitting and, of course, great pitching on the mound for J.J. Brown. So that will conclude the coverage of this second game. I want to give another quick shout-out to some of our sponsors here making today's coverage possible. Columbia Schools, Aspen 1 Hour, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Hanover Horton Schools, Tim Chapel, DDS, and Tuttle Concrete for helping to make today's coverage possible. And looks like the game is over there after three innings, 20-0, Onsted dominating Reading. So it'll be Lumen and Onsted over at Jackson High School. We're going to get packed up, get headed over there, and then we will bring you live coverage later this afternoon, probably in the next 30 to 60 minutes or so, once we get it set up and running for the championship for this year's Al Glick 2025 Classic. So we're going to take another three-minute break and then go to regular programming, and then again in the next 30 to 60 minutes, we'll be back here on these airwaves. Connor Dockery here at Lumen Christi High School. Thanks for tuning in. More baseball to come later this afternoon here on WKHM.